I couldn't speak a word, and I was in high school. Not a word, not even yes or no, nothing.
I watched a lot of movies, like kids shows. That's how I learned it. I didn't learn anything from the school.
I really believe that God has a very specific purpose for your life. Hey, what's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of Called to Serve podcast. I am your host, Reggie Hubbard. If you haven't already, please do us a favor. Go ahead, like, comment, subscribe, all that jazz. It really helps the mission of serving those who serve others. Today, I have with me a very special guest, a devoted wife, a devoted mother, but she's also in the event planning industry. Super, super cool lady, just has a heart of gold, and y'all just have to meet her. So without further ado, I want to welcome my friend, Miss Kitty. Welcome, Kitty.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm nervous.
You're good. You're nervous. That's all right. That's all right. No need to be nervous. No need to be nervous.
All right.
We got you. We got you. You know, I brought you here because I really believe that God has a very specific purpose for your life. And how we came up with this, the idea for you to come on a podcast, you know, we were just talking, you know, we're at an event together that you were coordinating, and, you know, we just began to talk about the Bible, and began to talk about the Lord. And I just saw a light on you, you know what I mean? And something was just like, you know what? Why don't you just kind of take this young lady under your wing and stay connected with her? So, Keithy, why don't you just do us a favor? Tell us where you're from. Tell us a little bit about you, you know, as a child growing up. What was that like?
Well, I'm Hungarian. I'm from Hungary. And most of my childhood was in Romania with my grandparents.
Wow.
So my parents are actually from Romania. They just moved to Hungary, and I was born in Hungary, but we originally from Romania. So all my family is in Romania.
Wow.
Yeah, but I had a great childhood. I love my childhood. Yeah, I have 13 cousins, first cousins.
Wow.
So we are really, really close to this day as well. So we went to like a lot of like camping, or we have like big snow in Romania. So my grandparents lived on like the top of the mountain. So we were sitting on trash bags and we were like slide down the bottom of the mountain. It was so much fun. You know, back then it was just like whatever you can grab, just grab it and go.
Just simple but fun.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. So you say you would so how does it work? Like you get in a trash bag and just slide?
No, you just sit on the trash
bag. You just sit on the trash
bag? Trash bag, yeah.
Nice. And you just like create like a plastic sled.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's
cool. It hurts sometimes if you hit a big rock, but I mean, you know,
you
bruises are like a part memories.
Of life, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So I'm assuming in Romania, like the winters get really cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, very cold. And we have like knee-high snow. It's like really big snow.
Wow.
You have to shovel the snow and salt, like put the salt on the roads and stuff like that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's awesome. And in the summertime, it gets like super hot. So, yeah.
So super hot and then like super cold.
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah. What do you miss about Romania the most? What would you say?
I mean, I miss my family for sure, but I just love, you know, like the mountains. It's like kind of like Georgia, but like the mountains are just like, I guess, more prettier. Can I say that out loud?
Yeah, you can, of course. You can say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Georgia's not the prettiest place in the world. I'll say it for you.
Okay.
But it does have some very beautiful landscapes and beautiful places that you can visit. So, but
yes, for
I mean, I'm sure it's not the most beautiful mountains in the world. That's okay.
Yeah. But it's just fun. I don't know. I really enjoy Romania. I was actually was supposed to get married in Romania.
Yeah.
Yeah, but COVID hit and everything got canceled a month before our wedding. Yep. And then, well, I did my wedding that I bought all the bridesmaid dresses and then the groomsman's outfit, the flower girls. So in 2020 of February, I took everything back to Romania and it's still sitting there.
Wow.
Yep, in the box. I never get to use it. So I had a month to plan my own wedding.
Oof.
But I did it.
You did it.
Yep. Good job. Thanks. I had to rebuy everything. I had to find new bridesmaids.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that must have been so stressful.
Yes, it was. But I had a lot of help with my friends and family. So it was awesome. It turned out really pretty. So.
Well, I'm glad that that it worked out. It seems to have worked out beautifully.
Yes.
Yeah. So what kind of kid were you? Did you get in trouble? Were you like sneaky? Were you like a rule follower? I want to know.
I was very shy.
Very shy?
Yeah. But I was shy, but I would always, wherever we went, I always had a friend. Mm. Like I just always just walked up to some random child and like, hey, I'm Kitty. You want to play?
Aw.
So everywhere we went, I always had a friend. So I don't know. I was very friendly.
That doesn't surprise me. I mean, when I saw you, a couple of weeks ago, you just kind of walked up to me. It was like, hey, what's up? Good to see you again. Like, what's going on? Like, you know, I was like, oh, man, like, there we go.
Yeah. You
know? Yeah. Because I wasn't even really supposed to be there. It was like the last minute thing. I was covering for someone. And honestly, I didn't really feel like doing it. But, you know, I feel like the Lord put on my heart to do it.
Yeah.
Like, man, like, there's someone that you need to talk to that's there tonight.
Yeah.
And when you came up to me and you're like smiling and, you know, I was like, oh, yeah, okay, it's her. You know, so.
Yeah.
So you were very shy.
Yes.
What about, like, as a teenager?
Still very shy. In school, I didn't have friends. I only had two friends, and I still talk to them to this day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you don't need a lot of friends. You just need true friends.
Yeah. So, yeah. Just need true friends.
I was fine with the two of them.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And you still kind of, you know, reserved. But, you know, I think it's very interesting because, you know, you seem very reserved. But you're like an event coordinator where you wild, have to be in front of like a lot of people. You have to speak to a lot of people. You have to guide a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, like how does that make you feel on a day-to-day basis when you're coordinating these events?
I mean, honestly, I don't know. It's different when I'm coordinating a wedding versus when I just like hang out with people, because when I coordinate, I know what I have to do. I know exactly what to do and when to do it. And I just follow my timeline and just do it. And if somebody has questions, it doesn't matter what it is. I can figure it out. And I know what to say, when to say it, how to say it. So it's not as difficult as like real life, you know, walk up to somebody and just be like, hey.
Yeah, you never know what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Did you always want to get into coordinating events? Is this something that's always been, you know, a thing for you?
No. I only started like really thinking about it when we moved here, and my aunt was doing alterations on wedding dresses. And then my mom started helping her out, like sew wedding dresses and things like that. And I was like, oh, that's pretty. All the blings and everything. So I was like, I'm going to be a coordinator. And then I wasn't able to speak really good English back then. And then I got a lot of negatives that, oh, you probably wouldn't even be able to do it because first, you can't even speak English, and it's really hard to do. This is like one of the most important days in everybody's lives. So I was like, well, I'll show you what I got.
Let's go.
Yeah. So I started in 2016, February 14th.
Wow, Valentine's Day.
Yeah. That was my first interview. And then the same day, they called me back and they said, all right, you're hired. Can you please come and do the paperwork and stuff? And I said, oh, yeah. So I started with catering first. And then I did the flowers and I did decorating and coordinating too. So I've been a coordinator since 2019.
Wow.
Yeah. And then back in Hungary, in high school, you have to pick your major. So I was a baker. So I know how to bake.
Oh, hold on now.
Yes.
I didn't know all that.
Yeah.
So you nice with the baking. So yeah. You can do the desserts and all that stuff. And
well, I cannot do the like the fancy design things. Yeah. But, you know.
Listen,
with my cakes.
Your cake? All right, now. All right, I'm gonna have to find out one day. Let me find out.
Yeah. So I like to do like everything of the weddings except like DJing and videography and photography. I'm not good at that. But I like to do like the other things. So when someone asks me to cut my cake or do my flowers or whatever, then I know what to do.
Yeah.
And I think that's important when you're a wedding coordinator to have a little bit of knowledge for every vendors, aspects.
Yeah. That's very cool.
Yeah.
So you learn something new every day.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love it. I think that you're just so full of life. There's just a light about you. Like you can see it in your eyes that you're just generally a very happy person.
Yes.
And that's contagious. Your smile is contagious. Like I just don't understand how somebody can be upset with you.
Oh, trust me, they can be upset.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure they can, but, you know, for me, it's like, oh, come on. Like,
you haven't seen the other side of me.
I hope I never do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, that's super cool. So you came to America in what year?
2013, February 21st.
Okay, 2013. Mm-hmm. And was that, like, scary for you?
Yes, I couldn't speak a word.
Yeah.
And I was in high school.
Wow.
Yep. Not a word, not even yes or no, nothing. The kids in school, they started speaking to me in Spanish. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Did you think that was English maybe?
No. No, I mean, back in Hungary, we learned English, but it was the British English.
Oh.
So I was like, I knew the sounds and then the words and stuff, but I couldn't understand it.
So. Yeah.
So I had like a little laptop and I had to go with the laptop class to class, type it in, show it to the teacher. Doing tests are hard when you don't know English. But yeah. I passed. They look don't fail.
Yeah.
Yep.
And look at you now. We're having a whole conversation.
Yeah.
You're able to speak with me.
Yep. And
yeah, that's very inspiring. Yeah. I mean, you didn't know any words. Now you're on a podcast.
Yes.
Right?
I'm sure I am.
And you're coordinating events.
Yeah.
All right, so you've come a long way.
Yeah.
You should be proud of yourself. You know what I mean? I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
100%. Yeah, so, okay, so you came in high school. Mm-hmm. Not knowing any English.
Not a word.
Not a word. Mm-mm. Oh, I can imagine.
Yep. It was hard. Very hard.
That just shows a lot about like who you are and your perseverance. I mean, one thing that sticks out to me is when, you know, you have some of those haters telling you like you can't get into coordinating events because you don't know English or whatever. And you're just like, just wait and see what I can do.
Yeah.
I love that.
Exactly.
So, what language do you speak in Hungary?
Hungarian.
Hungarian?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you speak Hungarian?
Yeah.
Can you say something for me in Hungarian? Like, hey, how are you? How's your day going?
Szia, hogy vagy? Milyen volt a napod?
That's cool, man. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my daughter speaks Hungarian too.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And that was going to be my next question to you is, are you teaching this language to your children? I mean.
Yeah, I have to. My mom doesn't speak English. Oh. So they have to know what their grandma is saying. So
yeah,
and I want them to communicate.
And do you think you maybe learned because you went to school here?
What?
You think you learned English because you went to school here?
Oh, no.
No?
No. I watched a lot of movies, like kids shows. Mm-hmm. That's how I learned it. I didn't learn anything from the school.
Wow.
I had to watch, because kids' movies are easier to understand. They don't use these fancy words. So you just watch it over and over, and then you just learn it really quick. I learned it with, first it was like English. They were speaking English with Hungarian subtitles.
Yes.
And then English with English subtitles, and then just English, like when they're speaking. And then that's it. I learned it in like 2 months.
That's very smart.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of Barbie.
A lot of Barbie?
Yep.
You know,
a lot of Barbie.
my kids like to watch Barbie also.
Oh.
You know.
I'll watch Barbie with them all day long.
Yeah. So, okay. So we know that you love coordinating events.
Yeah.
But we also know that you love being a mommy.
Yes.
Tell us about that. How was that for you?
To be a mom?
Yeah.
Oh, it's everything.
Yeah.
It's everything. I love my babies. I want to have so many babies if I could.
Aww.
Yeah. But I just love them. Their sweet smile, their eyes just look up to you and just be like, mommy, mommy. Especially my daughter, when she gets a boo-boo, she's like, mommy, please Aww. Kiss it.
And how old is she?
She's 3.
Oh, she's a baby.
Yeah.
She's a toddler, and your son is how old?
9 months.
Wow.
Yeah. He just turned 9 months on the 5th.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he is a baby.
Yeah. He's crawling now.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
He's going to be walking soon.
I know.
My son, Kai, he's 15 months. And, you know, he started walking about it when he turned around a year. And it was just like the coolest thing to watch.
Yeah. They wobble.
Yeah, you know, just, you know, kind of catching his balance and, you know, just kind of figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
And then now, you know, my wife, Rachel, is pregnant with another baby.
Do you guys know the gender?
We actually just found out yesterday.
Ooh.
It's a girl.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So you have three girls and a son. Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
So he is the thorn amongst the roses. 100%.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I really want to know more about you.
Okay.
I want to know, you know, more about what do you like to do? What kind of inspires you?
My kids.
Your kids?
Yeah.
It's like, my kids, I live for my kids. That's what you want to do, like, you know, I guess, as a parent. I mean, honestly, that's kind of like my favorite thing to do in the world is to be a dad.
Yeah.
You know, and one day, that's all I'm going to do. I'm going to let everything else to the side, and I'm just going to be a dad.
Yes.
I'm going to have those moments where I'm just going to be a dad.
Yeah.
I watched a video not too long ago, and it really says something that really touched me. And it says, you know, pretty much it's important that we spend time with our children when they're young, because most of the time that we'll have with them in our lifetime they'll be adults. So they're only our babies and they're only our children for just a short amount of time. And for the rest of their lives, they're adults.
Oh, yeah. That's so true.
Yeah. So, and my oldest is 7.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she's 7. So I'm not that much further ahead of you, but I appreciate every stage that our children have been in until this point, because it's crazy. Like, every kid is different.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Their personalities are different.
Yes.
My oldest daughter, she's more of like a rule follower. She's very super sweet and just like very sensitive and just like a little princess.
Oh.
My second daughter, right? She's like the female version of me. She's like fearless. She's chaotic. I call her a little baby dragon.
Nice.
She's feisty. She's fiery.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean? Like, she's just got that.
But it's cute.
You know, and she's cute. She's cute as a button, too. Like, you know. Yeah. But, and then my son, he looks like me, but he has this very tender personality, and he's one, and he'll grow into it. And I feel like he's going to be more like his mother.
Yeah.
You know?
So this daughter is going to be just like you again.
We'll see. We will see. We will see. Yeah. So what are your kids like?
My daughter, she's a boss.
Yeah.
She will tell you how it is, and that's the way it is. And my son is just very calm and just doesn't care about anything. He just sits there and look at you. My daughter was very calm too when she was a baby, but not this calm. She was like, I don't know, like more needy, I guess. And she loved her passy. But my son, just there.
Yeah.
He's just like, hi, I'm cute and I'm smiling. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. I bet you miss them like whenever you're away coordinating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, I want to spend every minute with them. If I can.
Yeah. So tell me about, do you have any like stories or like favorite wedding stories that you can tell us as, you know, as a coordinator, or even like funny ones or anything like that, that you could share, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened or anything like that?
Well, you want a crazy story or?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So I had a wedding. Actually, it was like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday wedding.
Oh.
And then Thursday, the photographer was very high.
Oh, no.
Very, very high. So that was for the Friday wedding. He couldn't even show up for the wedding the next day.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so they had to find a last-minute photographer for that wedding. And then the same wedding, that Friday, one of the bridesmaids went into the bathroom and did something to herself, and she was out of it as well. So you know how when you come to the weddings, the officer is sitting out there?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to, like, bring in the officer to, like, move the bridesmaid off of the venue because it was about due time to do the ceremony, and then the bride was not happy with her and she did not want her to be on the pictures. So she had to leave entirely.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that was those 2 days. And then Saturday and Sunday, it was like the same wedding, but the grandma of the bride, she had 3 bags full of brownies.
No.
And all sorts of pills. And then even in her hairbrush, it was stacked.
Oh, my goodness.
So I was like, the same officer was present. I was like, are you ready for round two?
Oh, my goodness.
And he was like, are you kidding? I'm like, no.
That's so funny.
So it turned out to be like a huge, huge, huge deal. So that was the craziest thing I ever experienced, for sure.
Wow.
But there was like other, you know, nice weddings, simple weddings, cool weddings. Most of my brides I still talk to. I keep in touch with most of my brides. I love my brides. I never had a bridezilla.
That's so good.
Yeah. I love my brides, all of my brides. Yeah, most of my brides, when they got pregnant, they invite me to their baby shower or gender reveal or whatever. And we still talk. We still keep in touch. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I think doing what you do, you just, it's important to build relationships, but you'd be surprised like how many relationships you build and, you know, how that can actually help you, you know, in many different areas, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because people are going to always talk about, people are always going to get married, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so then people are like, oh, you know what? You need to hit up Gitti. Right? She was our coordinator. She was great. And word of mouth goes a super, like, a long way.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
It's like the best form of advertisement.
Yes.
And for people to be like, no, she helped me, my wedding, and this and that, and the experience was great. You definitely need to reach out to her. That goes a long way.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
I like weddings. I like the atmosphere of love. I've done a lot of wedding photography and videography. And I won't say in my day because I don't think I'm that old to say in my day, but in my experience, I've done a lot of those things. And that's one of the things that I really enjoyed was seeing people commit to one another and just the experience of people coming together and like essentially what's supposed to be a worry-free environment, people to have fun, to kind of just like let go of the pressures of life. And just be in a moment to celebrate the union of two people.
Yes.
So I think that that's really cool. But weddings are a lot of work.
Yes. And a lot of opinions from different directions.
Yes.
And you just have to, like, you know, not really pay attention to those people sometimes.
Yeah. I can imagine, like, you get all the family members who think, like, that their opinion matters or, you know, trying to run things or trying to tell you, like, oh, I think we should do this, we should do that, or just trying to change things. And, like, listen, I'm the coordinator.
Yeah.
You know, this is what I'm literally here to do. This is what I get paid to do.
Exactly.
Let me do it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's very cool. Yeah. So, I wonder, where do you want to take this? Is this something that you've thought about, you know, furthering or maybe eventually maybe having your own venue?
Yeah, I always dream to have my own venue. So I can, like, you know, like, created the way I imagined it and just, you know, just keep doing this, but like the other side of the weddings. But you just never know. It might happen, might not happen. I would love for it to happen, but you just never know, you know, but I would really love to have my own wedding venue one day.
Yeah. So. I think it can happen for you. I think you got what it takes, 100%.
Yeah.
I think it can happen 100%. So talk to me about what's an ideal wedding like for you. Like, I know sometimes things can go bad, but what is it that you're looking for a successful wedding?
When I'm coordinating.
Yeah.
Just basically just for the bride and the groom, just like be happy with everything. And, you know, like you said, sometimes it goes not the way that they want it to, but they don't have to know about everything. You know, most of the time I don't say anything if something goes not as planned, but I just never tell them and they never know. And so far, I never had, like, an upset bride. They always had, like, the best day of their life. So that's really what I'm looking for, just for them to have the best day as possible. Yeah. And then just create the vision that they dreamed about for this who knows how many years. Yeah. Sometimes a year or two, maybe just a month.
Yeah. So what would you say is maybe be the biggest challenge about of coordinating weddings? What do you think is the biggest challenge?
It's probably like other people's opinion, because you don't want to upset the family members or anybody like at all. You don't want to create drama, but so you just have to like not tell people like, I don't want your opinion. Just like, you know, just tell them, okay, I'll take care of it. Let me just figure it out. And then if I can make it happen, I'll make it happen. But you know, most times you don't get people's opinions and ideas like how should you do like the bride and groom's day. You always need to like, you know, make sure with the brides first if it's important, you know.
Yeah.
But if not, if like, you know, it's not a big deal, then I'll just make that decision for everybody else.
You know? Yeah.
But definitely the people's opinion is the biggest challenge doing weddings.
Is it, why do you think that is?
I mean, I'm not sure. I guess just, this is how people are. I don't know.
Yeah.
They just want to be like the center of attention, I guess. Mm. Or just say, oh, that was my idea. Or I don't even know. But, you know, it shouldn't be that way because it's not their day. They had their day, or maybe not, but it will happen eventually. But, you know, just, you know, don't say anything.
Yeah. I'd imagine being, you know, event coordinator that you have to be good at problem solving.
Yeah.
Like on the fly, like at the moment, because sometimes things, a lot of the times I've never ever seen a perfect wedding. Where everything happened exactly how it was going to be planned.
What have you been on my weddings when I'm coordinating?
Oh, you know.
Sir.
Well, you know, I'm not saying anything about you, but.
I was just saying.
I know you run a tight ship, but, you know, I think that's interesting because are you the type of person that just needs structure? Like you like to plan out everything? Thing, or is it just like with weddings? Are you like to plan everything like in your personal life as well?
Not really.
No?
No. I just go with the flow with my personal life and plans, or if we go on vacations and stuff, I don't make any plans. My sister does that for everyone. But with coordinating, definitely. I like to see my timeline. I want to be on point, and whatever I put down on that paper, it's exactly when it's going to happen. I don't want to say I don't care, but I'm going to make sure that people are inside eating exactly the time that I put down. Because if you don't do that, if you don't like tell the bride, hey, it's time to do this, it's time to do that, the timeline is totally going to go in a different direction. And then she's going to be upset that she didn't have enough time dancing, or she didn't have enough time with the speeches or whatever. So you just really have to be on top of that.
You know, next time we're together, I'm going to pay very close attention. I'm gonna like, I'm going to be looking for seeing you like.
Yep. Listen, I'll give you a timeline too. You can follow up. You can follow it. Oh, 5:05. Let's get the introduction and it will help. And I can guarantee you then.
I love that. I love that. I need to get you to come and do some work with me then. Shoot.
All right. What do you want to do?
Yeah, we're going to talk about this. I like that.
Yeah, part two.
So, yeah. Well, thanks for sharing that. You know, I have a question for you.
All right.
What might people be surprised to know about you?
Oh, I got one.
Okay.
I'm a certified scuba diver.
No way.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
See? You're surprised.
I am surprised. I would have never imagined that. Okay. Let's talk about that.
All right.
What made you go get certified as scuba dive?
My husband.
So is he also certified?
Oh, yeah. We did it together.
Yeah. Is that just something like you've always wanted to do? Or is that just something like it was like a spur of the moment type of thing? Or
no, he wanted to do it. And then he showed me a couple of videos, like what it would be like down there, like underwater. And I was like, oh, let's do it. So after when we got married, we just went to get our certification. And then the first open water dive, we swim with like 15 plus sharks and like 85 feet down. Yep. It was a shipwreck. It was pretty cool. I have a video. I'll show it to you.
Yes. Yes. All right. You know, that's cool. I don't know if I'd ever go to be a scuba diver, though. The sharks, they can stay to themselves. I'm cool. I'm cool.
They're really nice, though. They won't bite that hard.
That's okay. Just like itty bitty. They won't bite me because I won't be in the water with them. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. That is super cool, Kitty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's very surprising.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I just want to say, I'm really glad you came out today, you know, to kind of tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about what you do. I think that you're a phenomenal human being.
I appreciate that.
You know what I mean? I think that God has a very, very special plan for your life, but he also has his hand over your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you're definitely favored for sure. And you just have a light about you that's very welcoming and nurturing.
Yeah.
You know, and we can tell that. You love and you love hard, and you know, you're just a very genuine person. And I really like that about you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I know that was intentional in your design. And I think that's why you excel and you're very successful with your events. And people can feel that in the experience because it's who you are.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. and how they experience you. But before we let you go, I've got something for you.
All right.
And it's not a shark.
I hope not.
I don't think I can fit a shark in here. But what I have for you here is a custom Call to Serve podcast challenge coin.
Oh, this is awesome.
What I hope that will be for you, Kitty, is a reminder of why you serve people and the rewards that come from that. You know what I mean? Because whether you believe it or not, you make a difference. You are a very integral part of most people's, the most important day of their lives.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I would say the second most important part of their lives. And the first, because I'm a Christian, would be accepting Jesus into their hearts.
Absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. And you're in that. You are woven into the DNA of that day.
It's pretty amazing.
And you got that ship. You're the captain of that ship. So I never for a second want you to ever or let anyone ever, you know, downplay your role or make your role seem insignificant, because it's very important. You know, and on the back of that coin is our slogan, serving those who serve others. That's what we believe in and doing. I serve those that serve other people.
Yeah. This is awesome.
And I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful to have met you, to have experienced your kindness, your spirit, right? I just think that you are a very special human being. And I'm sure that there's a lot of people who are grateful to have met you. Aww. And there's going to be a lot more people who are going to be grateful to have met you, because that's who God created you to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to have to follow up with you and bring you back sometime.
Sounds good.
You know, you got your first podcast out of the way. You survived, right?
Barely.
You didn't pass out or anything like that. Didn't have Thank to get God. An officer out here to get you, to make you wake up, or EMT.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine?
You did it, and I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
Thank you for, you know, having the courage to come out and share part of your story. Well,
thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. Until next time.
Yep.